Misha chagiga bo mehem. It has to be meat of an animal that a korban chagiga comes from it. So this man, they had the base of midrash for sure. You cannot be eaten with chicken. You dafka had to use meat that came from an animal that was kosher. So Shalom is Bizman Azir, Enechanami. A lot of places can say Bizman Azir also the mitzvahs with Afka to have meat on Yom Tif. The same from Yaakov Kamenetsky said yesterday that you're better off having a piece of salami or a piece of frankfurter than having a piece of chicken. Because salami and in frankfurter, our koponim comes from animal, comes from meat. Mashenka, chicken is chicken. But if you don't have meat and you bedafka like chicken, you can be ate with chicken also.
But the union now is a little different these days. People complain that
yeah. That's on Yom Tov, Zechiyev to have two sudis. Some she just holds, who would in every day cholam might also. Zechiyev to have two sudis. Erev and Boiker. Right. But I call upon him, you should have meat if you could. Misha Chagosa, it has to be something. Misha Chagiga bom him. That the Korba Chagiga comes from it. Yotzu elu shein chagiga bo mehem. Mashenke in chicken, or else the flour cake, the menachis, that since the chagiga, korban chagiga, has to come from meat and not from oifers, not from a menachis, you can't be mekayim samachta vechagecha, or at least a koponim bezman de besamikdish. Ravashi yoma mi besamachta nafka. Yotzu elu shein bem simcha. He holds in svara. So according to Rav Ashi, for sure you should not be able to be yetzer with chicken today. He learns not because it's doima to korban, but pashat geret. The pasuk says with samach, that has to be something that keeps you happy. You are tzuvei l'shem bem simcha. Stop eating chicken or eating cake. That doesn't make you happy. What makes you happy is a gezunta piece of meat. Rav Ashi hay b'chagechem ayovedle. So according to Rav Ashi, that says tamitz esvara v'samachta means something that keeps you happy. So what's the pasuk saying v'samachta b'chagecha? What does he do with the word b'chagecha? Who l'kara Rav Daniel bar Katina? The Yomer Rav Daniel bar Katina. I'm a Rav. Minayin she'noisim noshim b'moyit. How do we know you're not allowed to get married on Chol HaMoed? You can't make nisuyin. We have before kedushin you're allowed to make, but how do you know you can't make nisuyin? You can't make the chuppah on Yom Tov for Chol HaMoed. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "V'samachta v'chagecha v'lo v'yishtecha." The ninya tell the ikas simcha should be with the Yom Tif, and not by taking a new wife on Yom Tif. That'll be too much. That simcha be astira to simcha seregel. V'yishtecha, that would be not. That would be a mavat a little bit. V'samachta v'chagecha. So if you marry before Yom Tov, it's time to be with your wife about the smutter and chol hamoed. That's not a stira to simchas haregel. Just to get married, to have nisuyin the first time to be with your wife on Yom Tov, that would be too much simcha v'ishtecha, and that would be a stira to smachta v'chagecha. That's what smachta v'chagecha means. You're supposed to be happy with the Yom Tov. V'lo v'ishtecha means don't get married, don't have nisuyin the chuppah on Yom Tov, on chol hamoed. So the Mishnah. Misha Yeshle Oichlin Merubim. Somebody has a big family, a lot of people he has to feed. Oichlin Merubim, a lot of people that are eating in his family. But he's poor, doesn't have too much money. Is Mevi Shlomim Merubim. Let him bring a Shlomim, a big Shlomim, because he has to feed his family. So let him spend the money to buy a big fat animal, a Korban Shlomim, because from the Shlomim you eat. The Olois Mu'atis. But the Korban Ola that he brings, let him spend the least amount that he has to. Now the Mishnah according to Vesilo is enough, one Kosef. But don't waste your money, you don't have too much money. Buy a cheaper animal, buy a one Kosef, that's all. But the Korban Shlomim that you have to feed your family on Yom Tov, that you should spend more money for. The moral will say, where's he got his money from? He went to buy this much. Like Rashi says, Oichle Merubim, b'nei bayis rabim, he has a lot of people to feed. Maybe shlomim rabim, inshal mechagiga rabim, lefi oichlin. You have to have a big enough animal to feed everybody. But buy the smallest amount you could, only spend one kosev for the korban oila. What about the Mishnah says, nechosim rubim? Somebody has a lot of money, but the oichlin watim, he doesn't have too many people in the house. So what does he do? Maybe oilas merubis. Let him bring a lot of korban oilas if he wants, or a very expensive one, he could afford it. But Lamaisa, the Shlomim should not be that valuable, that big and fat, because he only has two or three people to eat it. So the Bosa will be nice, will be left over. That's not Kedai. But you have to make sure the meat you have of a Kachim, you'll have people to eat it. So if you only have a few people, don't bring the shtonim to be too big, to be too much meat there. But rather spend your money to bring a nice big fat korban eilo, because that is kula kola, the whole thing is burnt. What about zev zemut? What about if somebody that has a small amount of people and has a small amount of money? Al zenemar adat, our Mishnah says, more kesef and shtei kesef. On such a person, the Mishnah says that the oiler should be at least worth $1, one kosef, and the shlamim should be worth at least two kosef. Buy a small one. What about zev zemarubin? Let's say somebody has a big family and he has a lot of money. Al zenemar, this the pasuk says, ish kematnas yodoi kevirkos Hashem alakecha shenas lecha. A person has the right to bring as much and as big as he wants from the kabbonis. If you can afford it and you have the family, so both of them bring nice and big and fat. Bring a nice big korban eilo, you can afford it. And when it comes to the shlomim to feed your family, also get a nice big fat one. Because you have a big family, a lot of people to feed, you know they'll eat up the meat, there won't be any leftover meat. So that you should do both. So to Gemara. Shlomim merubim, you want to tell me now a person that's poor, doesn't have enough money, but he has a big family. So the Mishnah says, what should he do? He should buy a nice big fat korban shlomim to feed the whole family, but the korban eilo, if he wants to, can be a nice small one. Referring to Gemara, mehechi maisi, good, he can bring a big fat korban shlomim, but where does he get the money from? You're telling me now he's poor. So where does he get the money from? Honestly, he doesn't have money. Amar Rav Chisda, the Mishnah telling Yechidish of Teufel, or maybe Pargodom. He could add other money of Maisa Sheni, let's say, together and buy a big par. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Like Basila before. Even though there's a Chiyuv to bring a Shalmi Chagiga, and something you have to do has to be from your own private money, Mois Chulim, but what you have to do is spend at least two costs of $2 worth. That's all. Ah, you have a big family, you have to feed them with $2 worth of an animal, you won't feed the family. Take the Mois Maisa Sheni you have. Take the other money you have. And put it together and buy one big fat animal to feed everybody. So that's what the Mishnah means. Teufel Rashi, Moyeschul Namaisi Yachet. Put the money together and now buy one big fat animal. Omer Rav Asher Rashi says, Omer Rav Sheshes, Herayarmu, no, we learned before, Teufel Behemel Behema. That was his Shita. That we had before, you could only add, buy one animal and then buy a second animal, but not buy one big fat one. So Mer says, my Kamalei, what did Rav Sheshes mean to say back? Ilai mochi kami, if this is what Rosh Hashanah meant to say. Harayom, we learned before, teiflim behema lebehema, that in Basil Shita, that you could add and buy more animals from Maisa Sheni, it didn't mean to add money and buy one big fat one. It meant to say, buy one animal purely for Moyes Chulin. And then if you want to bring more, the more you can bring for Maisa Sheni. The Rabbi Yomru, Teiflin Behemel Behema. Avalo Mois the Mois, but you can't add the money together to make one big korban out of it. See, if that's what Rosh Hashanah is meant to say, Vilaymele, let him say right back to him, Ain Teiflin Mois the Mois. Rosh Hashanah should have said right back that how could you, Rav Chisda, say, put the money together and buy one big fat korban? We hold you can't put the money together. The money of Chulin, you have to buy a korban by itself. And the other money, buy a second korban. So why didn't Rosh Hashanah speak it out clearly? Why did Rosh Hashanah just say, Harei Omru Teufelim Behem Lebehema? He should have said clearly what he meant. Tomorrow says, Elohochi Yomalei. This is what Rosh Hashanah meant to tell Rav Chisda. Harei Omru, we said, Av Teufelim Behem Lebehema. That you're even allowed to add one animal to another animal. That's what he meant to say. In other words, you, Rav Chisda, saying, you badafka have to put the money together and buy one big fat animal. Rosh Hashanah said, no. True, you could do that. But if a person wants to, the two kosef that he has of private money, he could buy one small korban shlamim for that, with that money. And that's called moyes chulin. He makes it a korban shlamim chagiga. And then if he wants to, the rest of the money that he has, which is Maisa Sheni money, then he can buy another korban. That's what Rosh Hashanah is meant to say, Rav Chisda. You don't, badavka, have to make one big animal out of it. But if you want to, you can buy two animals if you want to. Zemar Kaman, the Chur, then who does Rosh Hashanah go like? Then Rosh Hashanah says you could do both. You can add up the money to one big one or buy two separate ones. where it says the chud after like Yechizkiya or the like Reb Yechanan, like neither of them. Because before we had a machlekes which one to do, but each one only said one way. Neither of them said you could do both. So how could Rosh Hashanah now come with a new sheet and says, when you want to add your private money with the Mois, Maisa Chunet, Maisa Sheni, you could do either way. Either add the money together at the beginning and get your $100 together and buy one big fat animal, or else no, spend the Maisa Chunet, the Mois Chunet, and buy one animal which they cost of, and then the rest of the money buy another animal. So how did Rosh Hashanah hold both? The Chitayma, maybe you want to tell me, Amaroyhu, Tepligi, Mas, Tepligi, that's like a machlekes to Amaroyim. What's so schwer? Rosh Hashanah to have you. Rav Chizda and Rav Yechanan Amaroyim. So it's not schwer to say that Rosh Hashanah have you on him. Rosh Hashanah, Amaroyhu, Tepligi. Chizki of Rav Yechanan, who? Tepligi, the behemoth of Amoyis. So Melo, it's not schwer that Rosh Hashanah should have you on both of them. Rav Hashanah is also an Amoyra. One Amoyra is allowed to argue on another Amoyra. So Gemara says, no. Mas nisin le pligi. This part. He wants this only machlekes Amroyin, but not a machlekes in prices. Shrash of mas nisin, the asimin le yel tenoy, because the was the ma le pligi b'moyis. El be behema. That's what you want to say. That maybe the only machlekes is the Amroyin, but in the prices there's no machlekes, so it's not shven rasheshes. Gemara says, no. V'akatoni, we learned before, achilo rishonim en achulin. It said, the first bride said, the first eating has to be from chulin. What does that mean? Ma'i achila rishayna. What does that mean, the shir achila rishayna? The chulin means to say that the first animal has to be totally made from chulin. You see, the bride says clearly one way or the other way. Either put the money together and buy one big animal, or else here at Smash, we have to have two separate animals. And the first animal should be made totally from chulin. So Mara says, no. That's what the bride says, the first achila should be from chulin. You know what I meant to say? Shir de mei achila rishayim in achulin. Just means the first eating you do, you should eat the shir, the amount of money that you put in to buy the animal from your money of my of chulin, from your privately owned money. If you put $2 worth in, so the first achila you should eat, make sure you eat right now $2 worth. Even though what you did was, you took your $2 privately and the other money of Maisa Sheni, you put it together and bought one big animal, you could do that also. So the kids of the Brisa does not argue on the Rosh Hashanah. If you want to, you have a choice to do whichever way you want to. Here the Brisa just says, when you go to eat this big animal now, make sure the first eating is the amount of how much money you put in from your own private money. Here. Omar Ulu, Ulu says like this, Omar Resh Lakish. Hifrish esa behemois lechagigosoi. Let's say somebody was rich, he had a lot of money, and he was mafrish 10 different animals for the korban chagiga. Again, the first day of Yom Tov, there's the chiyuv to bring a korban shlamim l'shem shalom chagiga. You only have a chiyuv to bring one animal. And here this person set aside 10 different oxes l'shem it should be a shalom chagiga. So halacha is, hikriv chomesh b'yom tev rishon. Let's say they brought only five of them the first day Yom Tov. So the first five they brought, that had a shame Shalom Chagiga. As many shlomim as you bring the first day, that's called a Shalom Chagiga. So far it's good. Now, Chayzer Makriv Chomesh B'Yom Tov Sheni. What you should do now, since you only brought five the first day, the second day bring the next five. That's what you have to do. Strashi, Chayzer Makriv Chomesh B'Yom Tov Sheni. For lo yaminin, and we do not say over who about Taisif. He's over already about Taisif. Brachmanu amar v'chagoysim oisai chad yaimim v'sulai. The maybe the terrorist says he should bring the korban chagiga only the first day. And here this person set aside 10 animals for the korban chagiga, and he brought 5 the first day and 5 the second day. So maybe he's over about Taisif. He's doing more than he's supposed to. So he says loy ta'anech nami dechad yaimu. The Sheni Tashlumim the Rishon really is called the Chayvis is one day the first day, but there's Allah, if you didn't bring the Shalom Chagiga the first day, you could bring it the second day. So it's like this guy said, you know how big my Shalom Chagiga is supposed to be? It's supposed to be 10 animals. So true, you're supposed to bring them the first day, but if you did not bring all 10 the first day, you didn't do the mitzvah the first day, there's a Tashlumim, you can make up for it. Make up for it, bring it the second day. Reb Yechanan Amar no. Kiven she posak shuv ein makriv. Once you missed it, the first day you only brought five, that's it. The next day you can't bring any more. because it's only a shalom chagiga, and chagiga is only the first day, and it's not really a tashlumim here, because you already brought the first day, so what you bring the second day is not called the shalom chagiga anymore, it's called the shalom shlomim. That's not what you set them aside for. You set them aside for shalom chagiga, so nothing doing, you can't use them. Umar Rabbah, Rabbah says, v'loi pligi, I'll tell you there's no machlokes here. Kam v'stam, kam b'meforish. One of you said stam. Rashi says b'stam means in hefrishim stam. And the chayzer or makrivim can forish v'yozel. Then you can't go back and do it. Kam b'meforish, Rashi d'yom b'hedya. L'yam rishon and l'mafresh es kulen. If you said clearly, I'm setting aside all 10 for the first day, then we say you're not mekayim your mitzvah until you bring all 10. So if you only brought 5, it's like you didn't bring the korban chagiga yet. So therefore, you can bring it the second day also. So Gemara says, "Hi, stam echidam." What's the case of stam talking about? Ilaim, if you want to tell me, delekeshoy is b'yayim likarev, that really you had in mind to bring all 10 on the first day. Just it came out that the day became late already, and they didn't have enough time to bring all 10 karbonos. For the Gemara, "Hi, delekrevinu, delekeshoy is b'yayim." The reason why you didn't bring them all the first day because there wasn't enough time. But really, he had set aside, he had in mind to bring them all the first day. So they all had a shame korban chagiga. So if so, why can't you bring the rest of them on the second day? V'yela, you have to tell me, deles le'oichlin. We're talking about he did not have enough people to eat from the korban. That's why he did not bring it the first day. Hi, de'le'akrivinu. Deles le'oichlin. Again, that really maybe had intentions to bring them all the shame korban chagiga. Just the reason why he didn't bring it the first day was he didn't have enough people to eat it. But really, they were all set aside, maybe be meforish l'shem korban chagiga, and therefore we would be allowed to bring it the second day. So Gemara says, lo tzricha, we're talking about only the ikar shoyis b'yayim. There is enough time in the day to bring all 10, and still he didn't. V'yisle oichlin, and also he has enough people to eat from the all 10 karbonos. Now mida v'kamo le'akrivinu shema mina shiuri sharinu. That really he could have brought all 10 the first day. Why didn't he? Mashmi was Mishayir, as if to say, the first 5 that I have in mind to bring for Korban Chagiga on the first day. At the beginning, the second 5 I wanted to bring the second day. So there's no mitzvah Chagiga the second day. Therefore, it doesn't have a shame Korban Chagiga anymore. Therefore, he can't bring it anymore. It's only what he brought the first day, and not what he's going to bring the second day. So Marvahokhi Nami Mistav, this is the story also. That the Chiyosi Rabin Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Hifrish Esa Behemoth Chagig Gosai. Somebody set aside 10 animals for 10 carbon chagigas. Hikriv Chomish B'yamtiv Rishon. He brought 5 of them the first day Yamtiv. The locher is Chayzo Makriv Chomish B'yamtiv Sheni. He's allowed to bring another 5 the second day. So Chorakashin Adodi Tastira. El Olav Shreimino Shmamina Kam Bestam Kam Bemafor Shmamina. One case is it says it's Stam, then you cannot bring it. Where he says Meforish he wants all 10 to be for the Korban Chagiga, then we say even though he didn't bring all the first day, there's a Tashlumim, he could bring it the second day also. And Nitmanam, we also learned like this, Amr Rab Shaman Bar Abba. Amr Rab